Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Shantae, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministry, where our visionary and founder is the one and only Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Our theme for 2026, Obey. Obedience, Believe, Execute, and Yield. And for the month of June, we're focusing on Execute. And this week's executing through God's command through prayer as we actively engage in a relationship and fostering spiritual growth and positioning ourselves for a divine blessing. We must recognize that immediate obedience is necessary. Responding promptly to God's call is what is expected of us. And our scripture reading for this morning comes from Luke, the first chapter, beginning at verse 35 and going through 38. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she was said to be unable to conceive and is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this morning with humbled hearts. Lord, first thanking you for this day. Thanking you for the gift of today, Father God. Thanking you for waking us up, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the provisions that you've given to us, Father God. We thank you for the home, Father God. We thank you for jobs, Father God. We thank you for income, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even for those things that we are waiting for, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the guarantee that you will meet our needs, Father God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our children, Father God. We just thank you for all things, Father God. We thank you for you being a just God. Oh, Lord, we come to you, Father God, first with thanksgiving on our hearts. Before we ask you for anything, Father God, we lift you up in praise, Father God. We just give you the glory, Father God, for all that you have done, Father God. Thanking you for bringing us to another Monday, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for bringing us almost to the close of another month, Father God. Oh, Lord, it is not because we are so good, Father God, not because we are so worthy, Father God, but just because you loved us. So, Lord, we just pause this moment to just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that you are due, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, on today, God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe throughout the week, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the portion of health that you've extended to us, Father God. We just thank you for all things, Father God. We're believing in you, Father God, for the things, Father God, that you have promised, Father God. And we're trusting in you, Father God. Lord, we lift up this country to you, Father God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that your will be done, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the people, Father God, who are still committed, Father God, to righteousness' sake, Father God. So we just thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, and we give you the praise, Father God. Lord, we are at the close of another school year, Father God. We thank you for bringing us to that, Lord. We lift up our children to you, Father God. We ask that you will cover them, Father God. Send a hedge of protection around them, Father God, as they go throughout the summer months, Father God. Lord, we just give you the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that those, Father God, who poured out on yesterday, Father God, lifting up our pastors and clergy to you, Father God, praying, Father God, that you will renew, restore, and refresh, Father God. Give them, Father God, a re-energizing this morning, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you for all things, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God, for you being God. And Lord, now we will ask, Father God, for prayers from our prayer list. Father God, our Rev D has asked that we pray for the people of Venezuela who experienced 2 earthquakes this past week, Father God. Oh, Lord, we understand that there was massive loss of life, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, strengthen, Father God, those who are doing rescue missions, Father God. We ask that resources will be given to them, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will make a way for the people of Venezuela, Father God. Oh, Lord, we know that this devastating double hit, Father God, this catastrophic double hit is a lot. So we pray, Father God, that other countries, Father God, will see, Father God, the need to help Venezuela in this time. Lord, Yvette Wallace has asked that we pray for her 94-year-old father, George Wallace Sr., who is currently in the ICU. We pray for Yvette's strength and focus during this difficult time, and for the entire Wallace family, that they be strengthened, Father God, so that they can support one another, Father God. And, Lord, we are joining our sister Laura as she praises God in advance for safe travels of Siobhan and Walter as they journey back to New York City from North Carolina. Today, Lord, I'm also lifting up the Fotheringham family as they prepare to lay Selwyn to rest this morning, Father God. Praying, Father God, that you will be with that family, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father God, that you, Father God, will give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God, that they, Father God, will know, Father God, that you are a God who still cares, Father God. And although things seem so topsy-turvy right now, that they don't understand, Father God, but that in time, Father God, in time, that they'll understand it better by and by, Father God. So, Lord, I just ask that you will touch Gia, Father God, and Sharice, Father God, and Ryder, Father God, and Ryan, Father God, the entire Fotheringham family. Oh, Lord, please, Father God, wrap them in the bosom of your love, Father God. Dry their weeping eyes, Father God. Oh, God, mend their broken hearts, Father God. Lord, we also ask that you will meet their financial, Father God, needs in this time, Father God. Oh, Lord, the loss of a loved one can have devastating ripple impact, Father God, and you know all about it. You know what they stand in the need of. So, Father God, I ask that in this season, Father God, you will meet their needs, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for those who have supported them to this point, Father God, and we know that it's after this time, after this day, Father God, where it's really, really necessary, Father God, for friends and family and loved ones to check in on them. So, Lord, we pray that those who love them, Father God, will continue, Father God, to be a support to them, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor. We give you glory, Father God. Lord, we ask that the Howard family, that you will be with them, Father God, as they await an important decision on today, Father God. We ask that you will ease all anxieties, Father God, that they, Father God, will be patient, Father God, that they will be encouraged, Father God, as they await, Father God, the answer. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for we know that you are our answering God. And so we just thank you, Father God, for what you are doing. Lord, and then I just want to celebrate you, God. Celebrate you, for God, for the ways that you keep on opening doors, Father God, and making a way, Father God. Just thanking you, Father God, for all things, Father God. And again, Father God, as we enter these summer months, Father God, we pray, Father God, once again for our children, Father God. We pray that you make a way for them, Father God. They will have activities, Father God, that will keep them occupied, Father God. That job, Father God, will be made available for them, Father God. That violence, Father God, will be kept at bay, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. We celebrate the children, Father God, who are moving on to different levels of education, Father God. We celebrate all people who are moving on to different levels of education, graduations, Father God, high school, Father God, all the way, Father God, from a stepping up ceremony to the college graduate. We celebrate you and we celebrate them, Father God, for you blessing their lives, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you for being a good, good father. We thank you, Father God, for how you just keep making a way, Father God. And Lord, we Let's not forget, Father God, our sick and our elderly, Father God. Oh, Lord, in the day of dementia and resources, Father God, where programs are being cut, government programs are being cut, resources are being taken away, stripped away, Father God. Medication, Father God, is difficult to come by, Father God. We pray that you, Father God, will remember the people in need, Father God, and that you will make a way, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we know, Father God, that you are a way maker, Father God. We know that you are a promise keeper, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are a deliverer, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all things, Father God. We believe you for all things, Father God. We give you the glory, Father God, and we give you the praise, Father God. We trust you, Father God, in season and out of season, Father God. Oh, Lord, again, Father God, we pray, Father God, that wars will be settled, Father God, that disagreements, Father God, will be resolved, Father God, that egos will be set aside, Father God. Oh, Lord, we pray for the leadership of this country. We pray for the leadership of this nation, Father God. We pray for, Father God, for our Supreme Court, Father God. We pray for the members of Congress, Father God. We pray for those in position of power and authority, Father God, asking, Father God, that they will remember, Father God, the oath that they took, Father God, that they will remember, Father God, the reason, Father God, that they will remember, Father God, the responsibility, Father God, and the weight, Father God, of those responsibilities, God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We recognize that this is Men's Health Month, Father God. We pray that the men in our lives, Father God, will attend to their health, Father God. Sometimes it's difficult for them to go to the doctor. It's a scary concept, but Lord, we ask that you, Father God, will place people in their lives, Father God, who will encourage and support them, Father God, to tend to the things that are so very important. Preventative health is the best form of health, Father God. So Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for all things, Father God. We believe you for all things, Father God. We love you for all things, Father God. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord. Lord, so we give this to you, Father God, a humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We ask that you. Please join us on the Ask in Faith line. I'm now going to unmute the line so that we can greet each other.